White. Battle Creek, Michigan, October 28, 1860.
Dear husband, I received your two last letters, one on Thursday night, the other Friday. I am pleased to hear from you often, for then, if you are well, I do not worry about you. We received a letter from Wilcox. Brother Cornell answered it in a letter to Brother Chakowski. He wrote very plainly, and I feared censured Brother C. a little too much. Brother C. has written, and I will send the letter to you in this. I pity the man, for he has had miserable advisers who have led him into difficulty. George and self have written Brother C. as comforting a letter as we could under the circumstances. We shall make up a box and send to the family the things sent in for the poor. It will do them much good this winter. I shall write to Convis to help, and to Brother Byington's family, and we can make out a box, I think, worthy of sending. We have stockings and socks which will be of good service to them, and unless they have them, will not be used this winter. I shall send a bed quilt that has been handed in for the poor. My health is better than when I last wrote you. I improve every day. For the first time, rocked and dressed the babe this morning. Am now rocking him and writing. Willie has gone to Sarah's for milk. She owed me 60 cents, and I thought I would take it in milk. Last Friday, Sister Kellogg came with their team for me to ride. Jenny and Sister Kay helped me in, and John Dagno took me out in his arms. It seemed rather odd to have to borrow a man to help me out of the buggy. I endured the ride well. If it is pleasant, shall ride out again this week. The baby worries some days, but not a bit of trouble nights. I have thought if I would lie abed with him all day, he would be very quiet. I think if you stay until the 27th of November, it is plenty long enough. It is very lonely here without you. The boys make a great deal of the baby. He is crying. I must stop. Have had him in my arms nearly all the forenoon. 2 o'clock. As soon as I resume my writing, the baby begins to nestle. Notwithstanding, I rock and write at the same time. We received a letter from Thomas, Mead. He is worse. While walking from Brother Andrew's home, an ulcer broke on his lungs. He has not felt as well since. He raised more blood than at any one time before. He does not expect to live, and has decided to remain in Iowa and purchase about 20 acres of land which will support Mary without her working hard after he is gone. He has sent for his things to be sent on immediately. Brother Farnsworth and others are attending to the matter. Father and Mother White are as well as usual. There is no news in particular to write about. Sister Benedict comes to see me quite often and spends the afternoon. If I am prospered, shall visit some next week. We have some excellent seasons of prayer. I have tried to take hold of the arm of the Lord and have realized strength. I hope you will continue to be of good courage. I shall try to take good care of my health and hope you will do the same. How much can my father and mother have Thomas's place for? Perhaps they will buy it. Thomas wishes it to be sold. I sent you a letter at Wassenville. You do not speak of receiving it, but there was nothing special in it. Come home when your work is done. I would not urge you out of the way of your duty. May the Lord abundantly bless you, is the prayer of your Ellen.